To no one's surprise, Vladimir Putin declared a landslide re-election victory over the weekend, giving him at least 6 more years as president of Russia. According to Russian election officials, Putin took 87% of the vote in an election widely criticized by the West as a fraud, just a month after his main opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, died in a Russian prison. NPR's Charles Maynes joins us from Moscow. Charles, Russian officials also say 77% of the country's eligible voters cast ballots in the election over its 3 days. Do we know if any of these numbers are real?
Well, we don't. But what we do know is, yes, these are both records, both Putin's 87% voting record, as well as this 77% turnout. And it seemed to reflect what was a plan with the Kremlin's going in. They wanted this to be an occasion where Putin not only got this record victory, but a record turnout to show that the nation was united behind him, even more so after this 2 years of war in Ukraine.
Yeah, well, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced voting in Ukrainian areas that Russia has annexed. That was done under the supervision of Russia's military. But can Putin point to this outcome as support of his war against Ukraine?
Well, that's certainly the way it's being portrayed. He gave a press conference late last night in which he was very confident, said this showed that the Russian population, Russians had basically consolidated around him in the face of threats coming from Ukraine and from the West. So in terms of what the message is here in Moscow, I think it's quite clear.
Well, and at least 89 Russians were detained for election-related protests. Some dumped liquid dye into ballot boxes or threw Molotov cocktails at polling places. Navalny's widow called on protesters to swarm polling stations at noon on the last day of the vote. They did. They were in the long lines. So there obviously is some protest there, but what is the mood that you can pick up and relay to us safely? You know, do people talk to you about their opposition? How can we gauge it?
Well, they do. I was out at polling stations all weekend. I was also at this midday against Putin action that was taken by the opposition here in Moscow and, of course, in cities across the world where Russians could vote at Russian embassies. But what was interesting, you know, here you had police on hand at Russian voting booths. You had security agents in street clothes, clearly filming everybody. And so you could talk to people. You'd talk to them in this very kind of coded language in terms of, so, you know, were you here for this? Did you arrive specially at noon? They say, well, you know, it's just my family tradition to come and vote at noon. But clearly this was done and people felt as though they weren't alone. It was sort of a collective action that really put a dent into this idea that these numbers coming out of the Central Election Commission were just a fiction.
Well, and we know that Putin mentioned Navalny's death in a press conference earlier today, and he said something to the effect of, it happens. There's nothing you can do about it. It's life. Charles, can you just put this into context for us? You know, Putin will now remain in power till at least 2030, but he has been pulling the levers for over a couple decades. Just remind us.
You know, that's right. You know, Putin essentially served out 2 terms initially in Russia, then passed the reins and served as prime minister, and then came back into the presidency. So he's basically been sort of following the constitutional rules. That changed in 2020 when he announced amendments to the Constitution. It was done through a referendum here, but one that he controlled. And what it did is it did something very interesting. It nullified his term count, which means he can stay in power until 2036, should he choose to.
NPR international correspondent Charles Maynes in Moscow, covering a lot going on there. Charles, thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.